Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
I'm about ready to do my thing. Hey. Lady and gentlemen, so glad to be here. Hey, friends, it's your green-eyed patriot leader, ready to throw it down all over town, on the air, everywhere. Hey, you call me if you want to say something. I'd love to hear y'all. I want to hear your voices. 704-570-1110, that's the number. 704-570-1110. Or go to that WBT text line. That's driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Now, they say driven by, which means sponsored by, but that's just a fancy way, cool way to say it on the radio, driven by. See, because it's cars. You see how that works? Okay. Well, as I was driving in to the big dangerous city tonight, as I do every night, I have a lot of time to think. It's a long drive in the traffic from where I live up at up in the Mooresville area of Lake Norman. And I look at the traffic congestion, and I'm looking at people who are in Subarus and judging just how utterly liberal they look. And they all do. You know, they all do. You can just about pinpoint exactly what they're going to look like when you're behind a Subaru and then you come up beside it. Most of the time, they're going to be women who either have really long, stringy gray hair and no makeup, you know, like an old Marxist professor would look, and then either that or a woman with really short hair and no makeup, and looking like she could whoop everybody on the interstate. So, yeah, I don't normally like to stereotype people, but sometimes facts are facts. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm looking at all that, and I'm thinking, you know, if there were a leader in government in North Carolina, like that wonderful leader that they have in New York. He's currently an alderman, whatever the hell that is. But he's about to be the mayor. He's that nice young fella from Uganda. And he's the one that hates every religion but his, which is he's an Islamist. Now, people call him a socialist, but he's not a socialist. He's a full-fledged Marxist, right? And I think if we had a nice person like him in charge of things, there would be a free bus that would take me from Lake Norman every night right in here to the big dangerous city of Charlotte so I could do my work. You know, that's one of his big ideas, is free buses in New York. And then that buffoon who was the mayor of New York, called Bill de Blasio, who is a full communist, he endorsed him. You know, we knew that a couple of days ago, he endorsed him. And that's one of the things that he brought up, was that he loves the ideas that that Rohan Mamdani has about free buses for the citizens, free transportation. Now, excuse me, the buses are not free, obviously. It's just, you know, taxing the few people in New York who are making a good living. Let's just, for the sake of argument, let's call them the producers, okay? So the people who produce and take care of themselves and through confiscation of their earnings take care of everybody else. So we're going to tax them more in New York so people can have a free bus ride. And do the people give that generous, generous Mamdani credit for this idea. He is so generous with his money to be able to pay for free buses for everybody. Now, this is one of those things that I'm going to say, and people are, even who agree with me most of the time, are say, all right, well, you're reaching. You're reaching on that one. But I'm not. One of the big issues for communists, obviously, is to take away people's freedom, right? So they want to take away freedom. They also want a chaotic society. They want to turn America into chaos. They want to dismantle law enforcement. They want just a complete mayhem. So then people will say, we'll do whatever you want, government. Just protect us. Keep this all from happening. But one of the best ways to take away somebody's freedom is to force them into public transportation. So when you hear the word public, what should we actually hear? Young Isaac, do you know that? When you hear the word public, what words you should hear?
Government.
Government. That's right. You should hear government. So your children don't go to a public school. They go to a government school. So the teacher is not a public school teacher. The teacher is a government school teacher. And the government, for the most part, is terrible for the people. Terrible for the people. So the more they can push people into government transportation, the more they like it. Why? Because your car is freedom. That's why Americans, we love our cars so much. That's why we pore over what kind of car we're going to get. That's why we're so proud when we can afford a new car. When you get your first car, it's a monumental moment in the life of a young American. It's freedom. Because of federalism, you can get in that car and you have the freedom to jump behind the wheel and drive it wherever you want to drive it in these United States of America and set up stakes wherever you want. Now, I know we have traffic laws and the government controls a lot of this and that, but you want to see a government control a people? Take away their cars. That's why that communist movement known as the environmental movement is so focused on demonizing the gas engine. They don't want you being able to go to another place and be free. They want you stuck in the area they carve out for you. And you don't leave ever. If the government has control over your transportation, they have control over your life. If the government has control over your health care, they have control of your life. It doesn't take many things for the government to seize control of for us to not be a free people anymore. Not only we wouldn't be a free people anymore, we would be an enslaved people to the government. And one of them on the top of the list is to take away private transportation. So that is what has the communist Islamist Mamdani's mouth watering right now. He's not paying for your bus ride. He is stealing money to pay for your bus ride. And then once they get you hooked on that bus, you're never going to get off. Once you get hooked and you are completely dependent upon the government to get you to and fro in your life, they've got you. Okay. We may get a little more into that in a little bit, but we have to talk about Chicago, what's going on there. Because I have an analogy to make, I think make everybody understand just how rotten the governor and the mayor, the Illinois governor and the mayor of Chicago really are. Fun. Isn't that fun? All right. So that's coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
That's right, that's right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. As the kids say, preesh. Okay, so this stuff is still going on in Chicago, as my my dad would say in his Kentucky accent. Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. Crime's terrible. Trump saying, I want to go in there and clean it up. And then you got the full-blown communist mayor, Brandon Johnson, who is completely anti-law enforcement, anti-American. He actually comes out and says things that are so outlandish. I wonder if the people who write that for him sometimes, if he actually stops, and if I were ever able to interview him, which I never would be, but, you know, they'd do one juggle on me, and they'd, oh, we're not putting him in an interview with that guy. But I would ask him, is there ever a time when your speech writers or your handlers or whoever give you what your talking points are going to be for the day, and then you look at them and just think, hey, I can't go out there and say that. This is going to make me look like an idiot. Do you ever have those times? You know, like the other day saying that the gun problem in Chicago was caused by the red states who have a lot of people with guns, and the guns come from those Republican states into Chicago and into Illinois. Okay, dude, whatever. And then all you do is, you know, do the research and you find out that all the guns used in Chicago come from Chicago. The man that would not say, yes, a greater police, greater numbers of police would help the crime that's out of control in Chicago. He couldn't say that because he doesn't believe it. He's anti-police. He's anti-law and order. He is a full communist who lies to his people, to tell them that he's on their side, he's fighting for them, and he throws race in everybody's face as much as possible, race in your face, and he's done nothing but harm black people in his community. But here's J.D. Pritzker. Now, J.D. Pritzker is the governor. He's a billionaire, trust fund baby.
Oh, wait, is he a great big fat person?
Yes, he is.
He's a great big fat person.
And he and Brandon Johnson, well, why would the president be saying he's coming in here with his military to take over Chicago and Illinois? Why would he be coming in here with the militarizing everything? Crime is down. Crime in Chicago is down. Okay, well, nobody believes that. Everybody knows that they fake the numbers to make it seem like crime's down. It's funny how if you take something that is a crime and then you say, well, that's not a crime anymore, people who do that activity all of a sudden they're not breaking the law, are they?
No,
they're not. And let's just say crime is down in Chicago. Let's say that they could say that. It would be like J.D. Pritzker, who is
a great big fat person.
So let's say he listened to my endorsements of PhD weight loss. And he said, you know what? It's time I did something about being a great big fat person. And I am going to do like that TJ fellow, and I'm going to call PhD weight loss, and I'm going to get set up. I got an appointment for tomorrow. So he's going in for his appointment tomorrow. Then he decides, oh, man, something I ate upset my stomach. Goes to the bathroom, does his business, and it's a long business that he's doing. And before he comes out of the bathroom, he steps on the scale, comes out of the bathroom and says, hey, I just went to the bathroom and I lost half a pound. I don't need PhD weight loss to help me. My weight loss is going fine. My weight is down. I don't need them. That is his saying, crime is down in Chicago. We don't need the president's help. And he is an arrogant, nasty, nasty person. You know, just that spoiled rich kid. And that's the way these Marxists are. Remember, they all got their money and they want more money and more power while they claim to champion the poor. They're all just shady, shisty, corrupt cockroaches. Now, we have a clip of J.D. Pritzker. I don't have time to play it now. But you get to hear in this one short clip the arrogance, the buffoonery, the slimy lies that are slithering out of his mouth. His mouth that probably has residue from chili cheese Fritos left in it because he's a great big fat person. And I can say that because I'm a great big fat person. But not like the Chicago Dome, we'll call him. All right, so we'll get to that coming up next. Hang on.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for The TJ Richey Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRichey.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richey. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Now, this is a good text from some outfit calling herself Kay, if that is indeed her real name. So she takes umbrage with what I said about liberals pretty much looking the same driving Subarus. She said, okay, my company car is a Subaru. My other option was Nissan Altima. So please, my hair is auburn/red, and I am a lifetime Republican, starting with young Republicans in the 80s. Okay, well, you should have gone with the Altima. However, Kay, I've got great news for you. They make magnets that go on cars that will go on traditionally liberal cars that read, I am not a liberal. This is my company car. Or things like, I am not a liberal. This is, I just like the car. Or, you know, this car was given to me. Whatever. But you can get those things. So you see? Save the day right there. All right, so back to J.D. Pritzker.
A great big fat person.
Now, why do I keep saying that? Because that is, I think, the only funny line from the movie Silence of the Lambs? When Clarice goes to Buffalo Bob's house, or Buffalo Bill, whatever, I can't remember his name, but the killer, and she's asking if he's seen this girl who's missing or whatever, and he goes, no, and then he goes, oh, wait, was she a great big fat person? To me, that was the only funny line in the movie, and it has stuck with me all these years. Something else that's funny? Have you ever watched the show Monk? He plays Monk's boss on that show, the guy that played the serial killer in Silence of the Lambs. And it's weird to see him playing a nice guy cop when he was the famous serial killer. Be that as it may, I didn't mean to get distracted, but I did. All right, so J.D. Pritzker, just like every other leftist, Marxist, communist, who is out of material. Nothing's working, nothing's sticking. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, people in his state, and especially in the third world, Chicago, are not believing him. They're not with him. They're not with the mayor. They know the mayor has done them wrong. These are the people, the ones that they claim to champion, are the ones that need protection from the police. They need police protection more than anybody else. But they're not having it. These Marxists are not having it. So this is the only way they know to go. The only way. Once they're out of their shady, lying ideas of what they're going to throw out and manipulate people, brainwash people with, lie to people with, none of that's working. This is where they go.
This is an aim of this government. They don't actually care if you're here and undocumented. They just care if your skin color is a little off of theirs and that you're Latino. They're going to just target you. Without knowing anything. Do you, by the way, does anybody in this room walk around with citizenship papers?
Ooh.
I mean, really, none of us have citizenship papers on us.
Burn. I guess he got you, Trump. And all you other conservatives out there, you Republicans, do you walk around with your citizenship papers? No. Or maybe. But This is one of these stupid notions that America doesn't have a culture. You know, so that was kind of a subliminal message to black people as well. Like, well, I don't have citizenship papers. They're going to deport me now. That's what they think. They've tried that already. They've tried. These Democrat politicians have tried to scare black people into thinking that they can just be snatched up at any time and deported right along with the brown people, as they call them. They're desperate. I mean, how vile is that? I mean, seriously, having differing political views and are not, just listen to that and tell me that that's not a crazed, evil person that's saying some like that. I almost cuss. So here is Trump. He is trying to protect all the people, and mainly the, as the Democrats say, black and brown people. They are the ones in need of police protection the most. And the city is the way it is because people, politicians like J.D. Pritzker, the great big fat person, and the flea market Malcolm X, Brandon Johnson, they've designed everything to be the way it is. So I just really, really hope that the citizens of Chicago that I've seen that are speaking out against the flea market, Malcolm X, a.k.a. Brandon Johnson, I hope they continue. Every day I wake up, I think, please don't start falling for this. Please stay strong against these manipulation tactics, these brainwashing tactics. Please, please, please. These people are rotten and no good. They have to be clinical narcissists to be able to sleep at night. Or psychopaths who don't have the ability to feel for anyone but themselves. If I knew my job every day was to get up and lie to poor people who don't know any better, just so the group that I belong to, the party that I belong to, can control them, manipulate them, brainwash them, program them, I would have to walk around with a bottle of Pepto-Bismol all the time, just sucking out of it. I'd have ulcers. I wouldn't be able to sleep. It's because I have feelings. Democrat politicians don't. They just don't. More coming up. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Okay, so President Trump, and we've talked about this before, President Trump has now put these Democrats in a position where they are having to argue for crime and argue for illegal aliens and their criminality on top of breaking our immigration laws right off the bat. Because the Democrats are going to oppose everything that Donald Trump does, no matter what. They have to oppose it. They have to demonize it. So when what he's doing is cleaning up the crime and getting these dangerous, as he said a million times, they empty their prisons into the United States. These people, they knew that whoever was running the Biden administration had open borders, and they just sent all of their worst to the United States so they don't have to fool with them, like Venezuela and all of those. So now they come out against keeping America safe. And that's why the people are looking at him and going, what are you, like, okay, this is a little much. A lot of people that are Democrat voters are like, hey, I've been with you. I'm Democrat strong, but right now it just seems like you're ridiculous. You're arguing against taking the help to make our country safe again, make my city safe to where I can walk to the store without having to worry about getting killed, without having to worry about getting murked, as we say in the gangs. So there's a podcaster named Benny Johnson. You probably heard of him. He had this that I saw right before came on the air everywhere. Breaking news, ICE has busted a massive illegal alien pedophile network in California. ICE officials have informed me, this is Benny Johnson talking, ICE officials have informed me that 10 criminal aliens, all convicted sex offenders and pedophiles, were arrested today in California's Central Valley. So Gavin Newsom was giving these people sanctuary. shelter from the storm. Putting innocent women and children at risk. Why? Well, there are a lot of reasons. Democrats want you to believe that it's because they're so concerned and they're so sympathetic to the plight of the undocumented worker. Well, you know, the marijuana farms in California, I think the one that ICE went into and raided that made such a big deal. I think they're big buddies with Gavin Newsom, maybe donors, that sort of thing. So he's got a financial interest in it somehow or another. I mean, Democrats are never genuine. You know, you can't listen to what they say and go, oh, well, you know, he's really got a good heart. No. Everything is a strategic move politically. And when you live your life that way, what do? You accuse your opponents of politicizing everything, right? That's right. The Trump administration is cracking down on this stuff in spite of the weirdos on the left. This is thanks to the brave men and women of ICE, these sickos are off our streets. Gavin Newsom was letting them live comfortably and thrive while putting Americans at risk. That's a DHS spokesperson who said that. So, I really don't understand, and I know a lot of you that listen to the show listen because you disagree with me, and you know you just I guess that you just put yourself through misery every night to listen. But like I said, there's a difference in professional Democrats and just regular run-of-the-mill Democrat citizens. But how can you, as a supporter of the Democrat Party, this is another example where I say, how can you support a party that has this type of policy that allows all of this to go on, that will stand in front of federal agents to keep them from apprehending people who are child molesters, pedophiles, as they call them in Great Britain? Doesn't that hit you ever? Just stop and think about that. Now, I'm not saying it should change you automatically to being a conservative, but at least it should make you stop and think and go, hey, my guys are wrong on this issue. You know, Trump does things all the time that I don't agree with. I'm sorry, with which I don't agree. And people are like, you never disagree with Trump. You're just a follower of Trump. That's not true at all. Not at all. Okay, one example. I don't agree with Trump talking about letting those thousands and thousands of students from China into our colleges. I don't agree with that. A lot of the tariff stuff I'm not big on. But you see, we as Republicans, as conservatives, are more objective, or we are objective in general, and Democrats aren't. And I think it's because Democrats, especially the far leftists, look at what they do and their party as their religion. Because there are a lot of godless Democrats out there. And the Marxists in charge exploit that. And they try to turn more and more people against religion and faith. Faith should be in the government. But who wouldn't celebrate this news? That they apprehended 10 criminal aliens, and every one of them is a convicted sex offender. Most convicted of crimes against children. I guess I don't understand how you can't even just break away on that issue as a Democrat voter and say, all right, I hate Trump still, but I'm glad that he was able to get this done. And I do agree with him on that. I don't understand how you can't do that. But then again, I am not a trained psychiatrist, psychologist, sociologist. I'm an amateur one of all of those. And I think I get pretty close most of the time to diagnosing the mental illness that is Marxism, communism, leftism. I believe I get it right most of the time. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Jazzy, jazzy. All right, TJ on the news. Coming up next, do not miss that.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. We got to hurry. We got to get right into this because that news went long, taking up my time. Brett Jensen takes my time up in the first hour. Then the news takes up some of my minutes in the second hour. What is going on here? Now I done wasted time. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray is here. Lead story.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops.
All right, a man in Canada is suing a grocery store. Would you just kill that? I don't get a fade on it. Just whack it.
I'm trying to save time.
Well, I'm still speaking at the whatever's playing under me is not going to have a change of the time.
You messed up the groove.
Like, that's the gap band, man. Now, so a man in Canada is suing a grocery store because, well, he has a great reason. While he was trying to steal a car, he was punched, kicked, and hit by an employee or employees of the grocery store as they tried to stop him. So he's suing them because he's claiming, quote, that he suffered permanent hearing and vision loss, nerve damage, and ongoing migraines, insomnia, and panic attacks.
Well.
Yeah. So you see, this gives me an opportunity to explain what I think they should bring as a verdict. It should just be a regular right up there with guilty, not guilty, innocent, guilty. It should also be a charge of what did you expect? Boom. That's it. What did you expect? Get out of my courtroom. So if I think his attorney, but we're talking about Canada here. In these situations, his attorney should be disbarred for taking the case to the court. But again, it's Canada, and they're weirdos. except for the ones who want to escape Canada and come here because of the policies of Canada. Okay, next story.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey. There's a Texas Roadhouse in Massachusetts. Where a lot of people say Massachusetts. Please don't do that. It is being inspected or has been inspected by the state because somebody made a TikTok and said that they ordered some like their second basket of those good rolls they have at the Texas Steakhouse. I love those.
Yeah, I love them.
I love Texas Roadhouse. I like Longhorn. I like Logan's. I like all of those types of steakhouses. That ranch is so good.
Yeah, man. It's hitting.
Man, you rest good that night. So they said that they got their second basket of rolls, and the six-year-old in the family bit into one, and there were staples in it. Well, looking at the pictures in the article, I never trust those things because you never know when people are just trying to cash in or something. And it didn't look like the staples were baked into it. It looked like it had been broken open and somebody stuffed staples in it.
Wow.
Now, I'm no detective, but I could be easily. I could be out there solving homicides and everything. And people don't even know my real name. They say, that's homicide. That's homicide.
That's homicide.
So we'll see. We're going to follow that. And, of course, the restaurant says, hey, our customer safety is the most important thing, and we've been inspected, and they found nothing, and, you know, whatever. But here's the question. If you were really hungry and you knew that you were just about to go work, you weren't going to have access to any food for the rest of the night, would you take a chance on one of those really delicious rolls from Texas Roadhouse of having staples in it? Would you pull it apart piece by piece?
Man,
just to, you know, if there's staples in it, just throw them out. But I'm eating that roll.
As long as I get the butter, I'm risking it.
That's that cinnamon butter.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I think I'm going to risk it.
That's cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah, I'm risking that. Any day. Next story.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find.
What are you? All right, you're really going to appreciate that song tying in with this story. I'm just going to tell you that. Doesn't matter how old you are, how smart you are, anybody can fall for a scam, but probably not this scam. There's a woman in Japan who's in her 80s, and she just fell for one of the goofiest romance scams the internet has ever seen. Back in July, she started talking to a guy on social media who claimed to be an astronaut. So that may have been the first red flag. But she kept talking to him and developed feelings. And he finally dropped the hammer one day and claimed he was in trouble. The story went like this. He said he was, quote, in space on a spaceship and under attack on his ship and needed oxygen. He asked her to float him enough cash to buy some more oxygen. She agreed. She sent him 1,000,000 yen, which is around $6,700 in American money. Officials in Japan shared the story and said, to be suspicious of someone you met online if they ever ask you for money. Okay, great. Where did he tell her he was getting the oxygen since he's in outer space on a spaceship?
You don't know about those space gas stations?
Yeah.
Man.
The little oxygen store. They got an oxygen outlet right up here. Take a left at this next constellation. Old lady sent me some money. He was just under attack. I guess she thought it was like Star Wars or something. Bless her heart. And finally... Don't ever say I don't class it up with the classics. All right, this is something that I just found out about today, and they're already starting to crack down on this, and that is people buying and selling ultrasound pictures of babies and positive pregnancy tests. You order them from someone. They send them to you. You go tell your little boyfriend who's got a lot of money, I'm pregnant with your baby. Here's the positive test. Look, you can see it. And here's the ultrasound. This is your son. And extort them.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame.
Yeah.
Yes. Such shame. So, yeah, it would be a good thing for them to make that illegal. They say they only cost about $14.
Oh, just that.
That's just something you would never expect that you would have to make illegal.
No. The pregnancy test, the positive test along with it. So I bet if a woman is pregnant through the entire 9 months, she can have a home business where she just takes pregnancy tests all day and ships them out.
Pay for the nursery, pay for all kinds of baby stuff.
I mean, work from home.
Hey, it's a hustle.
Yeah, it is. All right, and that is it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So, WBT.com/TJ gets you directly into the podcast of every night's show. Makes it real easy for you. If you just want to go to TJRitchie.com, there are all kinds of other things up there for you. Please, please spend a lot of money building all that digital stuff. Doesn't need to go to waste. Because to be honest with you, I thought by now I would have more than 11 listeners. I don't mind telling you. I thought I would have more than 11. But live and learn. Live and learn. One of the coolest things that's happened this week is President Trump blowing up that drug boat coming from Venezuela. I love that. Love it. Love it. He was not joking. So you consider these, you know, people bringing all these drugs into our country that are causing so much damage to our society and everything. They're terrorists. Put them on the terrorist list. Deal with them like terrorists. So here they come. They got their speedboat coming full of drugs. Our military's out there. Blows those men to smithereens, as the kids say. Smithereens. Good riddance. Hell has new residents. Just moved in. This is what I was thinking. And then when I watched the video of it that got released, I was like, oh, wow, this is really, really cool. But it wasn't until I got the real story from the Venezuelan communications minister, Freddy, I guess his name's pronounced Nanez. Now, he is a right-hand man to the dictator of Venezuela, the low-life scum known as Nicolas Maduro. So he came out and told the real story. He said, look, I know that video came out and all of that. This never happened. He told the peoples, this never happened. This is Donald Trump putting out a fake AI video. No Venezuelan, no proud, brave Venezuelan has been harmed by the wimpy American president. Didn't give any proof or try to give any proof. You know, usually if somebody says this video is AI, look, you can tell, but if you watch this and look at this and look where the arm is in this You know, he's got seven fingers on one hand and, you know, whatever. He didn't have any. He just said, hey, it didn't happen. It was a fake AI. So why would President Trump lie to us like that? That's a shame. That's a dirty, rotten shame. Now, there's another big controversy going on in U.S. America. Not a controversy, but just a conversation, I guess. Now that Travis Kelce, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Taylor Swift, the singer, now that they're engaged, you know, that's the big thing in America, in the news. And now it is the mystery, the anticipation of whether they are going to announce that Taylor Swift is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer this year. Lady and gentlemen, what are we going to do? How are we going to survive not knowing? Oh my goodness, y'all. We got to know. Now, here's my opinion on it. Not that that matters, you know, 2 cents to these people, but now, you wouldn't have any way of knowing whether this is going to happen or not by the time she agrees to do it or not do it. But I think it's going to be not great, especially if he's in the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce, or as a lot of my Southern brethren and sistren would say, Kelce. They put a T in it. Travis Kelce. I don't think it's a good idea for her to go into his world completely and upstage him. You know, they're signing up to be partners, and he may say, I don't care or whatever, but, you know, I just think that that's her decision to make, obviously. And she, you know, I would have more respect for her if she said, no, it's enough for me to be up in the suite, and they show me enough and they make enough of the game about me. I don't want to go and be the Super Bowl halftime show and, you know, make it even more about me in his world, make his world even more about me. Because, you know, if it were me, and we're talking about my wife and me, you know good and well that I could upstage my wife everywhere we go. Things that are considered her territory, all I got to do is walk in and I'm upstaging her. All I got to do is just call and tell her, put me on speaker for a minute. And all of her hen friends are just melting. Oh, that's the way they do. Is that him? Is that really him? That's him. I recognize his voice. You know, they do all that stuff. But I would never do that. You know, I never watched the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Mainly because I go to bed early because I still do a morning show. It's syndicated, called the TJ and Riggins Show. You can listen to it all you want at tjriggins.com or tjritchie.com. You can get it all there, please. Subscribe. Do all of that stuff. Because I needs your support on all of it. But yeah, I wouldn't do it. And again, that's just my opinion. I'm not trying to make a deal out of it. I'm not trying to, you know, what do you call it? Troll or get you upset and argue about it and all that. That's just the way I look at it. If you're just talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in normal terms, you know, I get it. I get that the hysteria over them as a couple is sickening a lot of the time. And I think undeserved. And it's also a bad sign of where society is in the United States, where you can have people that are so dedicated to a singer like that. And if you mention something around about God around them, they'd probably say, I don't want you shoving your religion down my throat. You know, false idols, as they say. And not a big fan of the Chiefs in general. I like their coach. Like their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes is pretty cool. But I don't like that yellow on the red in the uniforms. That's hideous. Disgusting. Ugh. But be that as it may. Okay. I have a story that is so crazy and such a picture of what the people in 2025 are like in the United States. It's disturbing. And we'll get into it coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
If you want to get on the show, be a star. 704-570-1110 is the phone number and the text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right, so I know I said I was going to have this crazy story for you, but this takes precedent over that, because this is Don, and Don says that he has a way for me to make some money, and I'm all about that. What's up, Don?
Yes, sir, TJ. I listen to y'all show every night. Love it. Y'all make me laugh every night. But, I keep saying you're working for free.
Yep.
And I hope you don't get mad at me, but I got a couple of pickle jars. This past weekend, I took them Monday to a couple of convenience stores, and I put an index card on it. So I didn't have a picture of you, but anyhow, I put a TJ Ritchie, Radio Man, America's Coolest Conservative, donate, and I'm hoping it'll drop some money in it. But I'm probably going to go back every week or maybe every 2 weeks and pick the money out. I don't know how I'll send it to you. But,
that is awesome. Yeah. I appreciate
that. If any of your listeners may want to do the same thing, you know, I believe we can make get you a pretty good watch. I mean, but I do love the show.
I may have to do some paperwork or some kind of government paperwork for that. But yeah, that's a great idea. I'll take whatever I can get.
Number of call letters on there. But either way, but actually, one of them was the sauerkraut jar.
Oh, okay.
But, the pickle jar, sauerkraut jar. But I'm gonna go back Monday and see how much is in it. I was gonna go.
Oh man, did we lose him?
Get out of hold. Okay.
On. Wait, you broke up there. You said you're gonna go back Monday, and then what, Don?
I was gonna go today, but I had some laser surgery done on my eye.
Yeah.
And I didn't get out a whole lot, but I go by the store pretty regular.
Okay.
But, I'm probably gonna go by Monday, and if it's a good bit of money in there, I'm gonna take it out, because if it gets kind of full, I'm scared somebody will run off with the jar.
Yeah, and they'll see all that money in there and go, well, he doesn't need any money. He's already got a ton of money in there. Yeah, you got to keep it low.
Well, but before I left, though, I put the jar up on the counter, and I looked at it, and it looked real empty. If I took a dollar out of my wallet, a dollar bill, and I dropped in there, and I had some change in my pocket, and I threw it in there, too, like somebody was already putting it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, I'm looking out for you.
Well, I appreciate it, Don.
Yes, sir. I'd like to say it. I'm a LSU fan, too. Been pulling the phone since the early 80s.
Well, go Tigers.
Yes, sir. It's good talking to you, TJ.
You too. Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, bye-bye.
You did a good job on the radio. Thank you. Oh, Let's see. We can start this in this segment. If it goes too long, we'll finish it in the last segment. What am I trying to say? Okay. This is a story. This is a story of a girl trying the whole world. About a woman who is on the internets, and she does. If you happen to have kids listening right now, you can turn it down. It's not so graphic, but you may not want your kids to hear. She does foot fetish things on the internet. Men pay for pictures and videos and things like that of her feet. So she goes to meet one of her followers at a mall because he is supposedly buying a pair of her old tennis shoes, sneakers, to do unspeakable things with them, I assume. Okay? Well, she gets there, and he says, can I sniff your feet? And then she said no, turned him down, and he got mad, snatched the tennis shoes out of her hand, and took off running. Well, she took off running after him. Hey, you owe me money. She follows him out to the parking lot. He jumps in his car, turns around, does a 3-point turn, and runs over her. It didn't run over her solidly. It just, I guess it clipped her because she's on the news report. They're interviewing her. They've got her face blurred, but you can look at her body and tell that she looks like she would be making money like that on the internet. Okay? You get my drift. I mean, young early 20s, I'm guessing. And as my father-in-law would say, she had a nice set of store-boughts. Tight, you know, shirts, sleeveless. I mean, the whole, not sleeveless, but yeah, didn't have shoulders in it, that kind of deal. And while they're talking to her about getting accosted or run over and attacked because of some foot freak, they put the camera on her feet. She's wearing sandals. They put the camera on her feet for at least 20 seconds straight. While she's talking, the camera is on her feet. And in the report, she says something about, of course, I'm trying to make a business and blah, blah, blah. So, Isaac, how long is the clip? Okay, so we do have time to play. I want to play the entire news story from the TV, their local TV station. Mainly because I want you to hear how horrifically bad TV news reporters have gotten. This is one of the cheesiest, cringiest news reporters I've ever seen in my life. And while he's interviewing her, he is right in her face. He looks like a prevert, the way he's talking in her face with the microphone and all. Just, I've told you the story because I want you to be keeping up with it as it goes along. And it's easier to do that if you can't see the pictures, if you can already just follow the story. So, listen.
First date taking a dangerous turn in a one and only exclusive. A woman tells us she's lucky to be alive after her date hits her with his car.
Yeah, but before he drove off, he kept asking her about her feet. A local 10's Rosh Lowe joining us live in Aventura with a breakdown for us.
Strange, bizarre, and certainly something didn't smell right here.
Ugh.
We've all heard horror stories about online dating, but this suspect, well, he didn't pass the smell test.
Again.
This guy asked to smell your feet?
Oh, yes, he did.
What did he say?
Well, initially we had met up because I was going to sell him my sneakers.
She knew something didn't smell right when she met this guy, Almansi Sirsal, at an Aventura hotel.
When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
I have to stop you there. What do you say when someone says, I want to sniff your feet?
No. No, I mean, you can have my sneakers all you want. I mean, I don't care. I'm not wearing them. And, you know, they're just stinky old sneakers. But people like weird things. Mm.
Then things got downright scary. She says the suspect runs out of the room. She thinks with her sneakers.
I ran after him, and I met him down in the parking garage.
Says he ran her over with his car.
He did a 3-point turn and actually hit me with a car, ran me over.
He ran you over?
He ran me over, and by the grace of God, I'm still standing today.
She shows us the injuries.
I've met a lot of people who have foot fetishes, obviously.
Obviously.
And nobody has ever done anything to this caliber.
She says she's lucky to be alive.
You're charged with aggravated battery, a second-degree felony.
In his arrest report, cops say after a review of the defendant's background, he's been the subject in other incidents involving the same modus operandi.
We've covered a lot of bizarre cases. I've covered a lot of bizarre cases in my day. This is up there.
It's pretty bizarre. It was extremely bizarre for me, too. I've never experienced anything like this before.
So the victim is still frightened, and she says, look, I was truly fortunate to be alive. I was run over with a car. She tells us there is surveillance video. We're hoping to get that video sometime this week. In Aventura, I'm Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
Okay. There's so much in this report. Now, she says it was so bizarre. She was shocked. But should she have been? We'll get into that aspect of it in the next segment. Hang on, it's next.
The DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Well, the fine people at Breitbart just posted a story of Gavin Newsom's California. The residents there have been urged to go back to wearing the COVID masks because there is a new coronavirus hitting California. So we'll have to keep a sharp eye on that, see where that goes, see if people, I mean, if anybody is going to go back to, you know, voluntarily being locked down and on house arrest and cover your face and all of that, it would be the residents of California, I would think. All right, so back to this other story. This is, sadly, I think, a sign of the times. A young woman on the internet, I don't know what all she does. She has an OnlyFans that does, you know, all of the OnlyFans kind of stuff, or she just does foot fetish websites and all of that. But she went alone, it seems like, to meet one of the freaks that is so into obsessing over her feet that he has talked her into selling him a pair of her old tennis shoes. So she meets him in public, thinks it's safe. We'll be in public, no big deal. Then he asks, can I sniff your feet? Can I sniff your feet? She said no, gets mad, takes the dirty shoes out of her hand, takes off running. She chases him in the parking lot. He turns around, runs over her with the car. And she's just, this is bizarre. This is so bizarre. I mean, selling my dirty old sneakers is one thing, but it's like, oh, he asked me to sniff my feet. Okay, listen. You are engaging in tantalizing weirdo freaks on the internet. You perform for them. They are not right all up in the head. I'm sure they will, you know, send her money and then request that she do this or do that. And she'll do it from probably talks to them on the camera, like, you know, whenever they send her money or however it works. I used to think that was called Bitcoin. When they've got a live stream going and then somebody drops money to them, I thought that was Bitcoin. It shows how much I know. What, Lon? But anyway, that's not Bitcoin. So she even agrees to go meet this freak. Because what does he want? He wants a pair of her old shoes so he can do unspeakable things with them. And you're surprised that he acted like a lunatic? Yeah, you are lucky to be alive. Because the lunatic tried to kill you. Now, before anybody takes off with saying I'm victim blaming and all that, I'm not. Now, here's the catch 22. All right, you ready for this? Because I've been through this on my other show. If a man uses an example like this because he is truly concerned for the women, and he says, listen, if anybody, you know, tries to say, don't, her mistake was going to meet the guy in the first place. Well, actually, her first mistake was doing this stuff and entertaining these freaks to begin with, putting herself out there. And you say, ladies, please rethink that. If you know, don't, if you got to go meet a guy you don't know, take someone with you, meet him. And then the feminists get all mad and say, stop mansplaining. We don't need a man to tell us how to take care of ourselves or how to be careful. And we don't need it. Well, if I'm given the example and saying, don't do this, then that means somebody did it. So yeah, not all women, know exactly how to keep themselves safe, obviously, or we wouldn't be talking about it. So back off, you rabid feminists, you. So then, if you say, here's what you should have done, shouldn't have done, whatever, you're either mansplaining to the feminists or you're victim blaming to all of the women. So yeah, she was done wrong. She was attacked. I get it. But the main, I guess the main lesson to be taken from this is that this is where our society has devolved. Too many women are looking at the online selling of themselves sexually as an easy way to and an accepted way to make money. You see, when the Marxists in America started seeking to rip things apart, they make people believe that whatever they want to do is justified and it's right, and who is anybody else to tell you that it's not right? What is it? Somebody that follows that, you know, their God is going to tell you that you can't sit in your home and sell pictures of yourself and videos of yourself doing sexual activities. They're going to tell you that it's wrong. Who are they to judge? Ask them what their God thinks about judgment. You know, those kinds of things. But there's far too little shame in America. Like people don't have shame anymore. She's like, yeah, I'll talk to the news. Sure, put me on TV. I'll tell people. As a matter of fact, it'll be good. I'll plug my site. Get more people paying for me to do the kinds of things that led me to almost being killed today. I guess there's something to be said for the fact, at least, that she made them blur her face on TV. But, I mean, they're zooming in on her tattoos and all of the rest of her. So, you know, if her tattoos are unique or anything, people can find them. Or, you know, what about her followers who's watching the news and go, hey, that's that girl I follow. Look, look. She must really live around here. But to just nonchalantly be, oh, yeah, well, I deal with a lot of people with weird fetishes, obviously. Like, oh, obviously I do. Well, you shouldn't. It used to be where people tried to avoid weirdos and freaks and stay clear of them. I just, if this were my daughter, I would cringe with fear and disappointment. And of course, I'd blame it on her mother. What have you taught her? That's what I'd be saying. But it's also sad. It's sad that a beautiful young woman like that just sells herself, rents herself out like that, you know. And people get all bent out of shape if you refer to it as prostitution, but technically it is. People are paying you for sexual acts. What else would that mean? And anytime an attractive young woman goes viral for something, like just she could just be, you know, pointed out during a football game in the stands, and she's really beautiful, goes viral, everybody talks about how beautiful she is and all that, and then the first thing when she does an interview with somebody, they ask her if she's going to do OnlyFans. And they don't seem to be offended by it when it's asked. I don't know whether I would do that or not. Because, you know, you can't kink shame anybody. That's not allowed in 2025. They'll really cancel you for that. Where she's beautiful. She was just spotted at a ball game. And then somebody asks her, are you going to do OnlyFans? She should be offended. She should say, no, I'm not doing OnlyFans. I'm not trashy. And you're a piece of crap for asking me that question. How rude. You need to be a gentleman. Now get out of my face. That's the way they should react. Isaac's over there waving his arms. Like, shut up. Shut up. Don't harm OnlyFans. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey, thanks for listening tonight. I love you. Love you all. Remember, Mark Levin is coming up next, and God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.